Our society, with its rabid, hysterical, demonizing attitude to psychedelics, is dead wrong, 100% wrong. And 100 or 200 years from now, people will look back on this age and the persecution of the war on drugs, and they will see it as a terrible time in the human story when a dreadful, dreadful mistake was made, which was only corrected with great difficulty. I mean, what an absurd abuse of human rights for a politician to say that he will send you or me to prison because we've experienced a psychedelic. We didn't do any harm to others. We underwent a personal experience, and for that we're going to be sent to prison. This is an appalling abuse that's taking place in our society. So people are waking up to that. We have great scientists, people like David Nutt, who are refusing to be beaten down by the ideology, who realize that these substances have enormous potential. Science is saying, actually, you know what, these psychedelics, they don't really seem to harm people, and they actually do seem to do a really incredible amount of good. They can solve problems of depression, they can solve problems of anxiety, they can solve problems of fear of death amongst people suffering from terminal cancers and so on. They're very healing, life-giving, in the right way, used in the right way, responsibly, correctly. They can be very good things. You know, the people who created the war on drugs are the same ugly people who are invested in war and harm and hatred and damage all over the world. And since we're suffering from the consequences of their actions in those other areas, we should wake up to the fact that the war on drugs is another one of those consequences, that those same vile and evil people who've turned the world into hell are the people who declare the war on drugs. The American people at the grassroots level are saying enough. And they are ending that war state by state. Because make no mistake, the ending of the war on cannabis is the beginning of the end of the war on drugs. And suddenly, all over the world, adults will be allowed to make decisions about their own minds, their own bodies, and their own consciousness without asking anybody's permission or breaking anybody's law, so long as they do no harm to others.